Hey there, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering the chaos and making every day a masterpiece. And let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a cosmic juggling act gone wrong, right? We're all striving for success, chasing goals, but then bam, failure hits us square in the face. It's like that moment when you trip on stage during your big performance or accidentally send that embarrassing email to the entire company. We've all been there, but here's the thing. Failure isn't a reflection of who you are, it's simply a detour on the path to greatness. Today, we're diving deep into something seriously powerful, cultivating self-compassion in the face of failure. Because let's be honest, sometimes our inner critic can be louder than a rock concert. But what if we could learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time? That's exactly what we're exploring today. How to silence that mean inner voice and build a foundation of self-love that can weather any storm. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you turn those fail moments into stepping stones for growth. 1. Reframe your mindset. Ever noticed how we tend to put ourselves down more harshly than anyone else? It's time to break free from that negative self-talk. Instead of dwelling on the mistake, focus on what you can learn from it. Every fail is a golden opportunity for growth and improvement. Think of it like this. Even Einstein messed up a few things along the way before becoming a genius. 2. Practice self-kindness. Imagine your best friend comes to you after a major setback. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and empathy you would offer a loved one. Remember, you're human, and humans are perfectly imperfect. 3. Acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even embarrassed after a failure. Bottling up those emotions will only make things worse. Instead, acknowledge them, give yourself permission to feel them, and then gently release them. Think of it like taking out the trash. You need to get rid of the negativity to make room for something positive. 4. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for that grand achievement before you pat yourself on the back. Celebrate every small victory along the way. Every step forward, every hurdle overcome, is worth acknowledging and celebrating. 5. Learn from your mistakes. This one is crucial. Instead of letting failures define you, use them as valuable lessons. What went wrong? How can you do things differently next time? Failure isn't an end, it's a redirection, a chance to learn, grow, and become even stronger. Think about the last time you stumbled. Maybe you bombed that presentation, missed a deadline, or just had a seriously awkward social encounter. You know, those moments where we want to crawl under a rock and hide from the world? What was your immediate reaction? Did you berate yourself, replay the moment in your head over and over again, or did you try to analyze what happened and learn from it? Now imagine that instead of beating yourself up, you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. You might say something like, "Hey, everyone messes up sometimes. This doesn't define me, and I can use this as an opportunity to grow." We all need that dose of self-compassion, especially when things get tough. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, triumphs and stumbles along the way. But by cultivating self-compassion, you'll not only navigate those challenges with grace but also unlock your true potential. So, my friends, go out there and embrace those failures. They are simply stepping stones on your path to greatness. Remember to treat yourself with kindness. Learn from your experiences, and never stop believing in the amazing person you are. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder of self-love. We all deserve it. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.